Van Horn, Texas, AP, Hollywood's Captain Kirk, 90-year-old William Shatner, blasted into space Wednesday in a convergence of science fiction and science reality, reaching the final frontier aboard a ship built by Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin Company. The Star Trek hero and three fellow passengers hurtled to an estimated 66 miles over the West Texas desert in the fully automated capsule, then safely parachuted back to Earth in a flight that lasted just over 10 minutes. "You have done something," an exhilarated Shatner told Bezos as he emerged from the capsule, the words spilling from him in a torrent. "What you have given me is the most profound experience," he added. "I hope I never recover from this." He said that going from the blue sky to the blackness of space was a moving experience that made him wonder, is that the way death is? Shatner became the oldest person in space, eclipsing the previous record, set by a passenger on a similar jaunt on a Bezos spaceship in July, by 8 years. The flight included about 3 minutes of weightlessness and a view of the curvature of the Earth. Sci-fi fans reveled in the opportunity to see the man best known as the stalwart Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise boldly go where no star of American TV has gone before. "This is a pinch-me moment for all of us to see Captain James Tiberius Kirk go to space," Blue Origin launch commentator Jackie Cortese said before liftoff. She said she, like so many others, was drawn to the space business by shows like Star Trek. Bezos is a huge Star Trek fan. The Amazon founder had a cameo as an alien in one of the later Star Trek movies, and Shatner rode free as his invited guest. The blastoff brought priceless star power to Bezos' spaceship company, given its built-in appeal to baby boomers, celebrity watchers and space enthusiasts. Shatner starred in TV's original Star Trek from 1966 to 1969. Back when the U.S. was racing for the moon, and went on to appear in a string of Star Trek movies. Bezos himself drove the four to the pad, accompanied them to the platform high above the ground and cranked the hatch shut after they climbed aboard the 60-foot rocket. A jubilant Bezos was there to greet them when the capsule floated back to Earth under its brilliant blue and red parachutes. "Hello, astronauts. Welcome to Earth," Bezos said as he opened the hatch and was embraced by Shatner. The capsule, New Shepard, was named for first American in space, Alan Shepard. The flight comes as the space tourism industry finally takes off, with passengers joyriding aboard ships built and operated by some of the richest men in the world. Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson led the way by riding into space in his own rocket ship in July, followed by Bezos 9 days later on Blue Origin's first flight with a crew. Elon Musk's SpaceX made its first private voyage in mid-September, though without Musk aboard. Last week, the Russians launched an actor and a film director to the International Space Station for a movie-making project. "We're just at the beginning, but how miraculous that beginning is. How extraordinary it is to be part of that beginning," Shatner said in a Blue Origin video posted on the eve of his flight. Shatner strapped in alongside Audrey Powers, a Blue Origin vice president and former space station flight controller for NASA, and two paying customers, Chris Boschwiesen, a former NASA engineer who co-founded a satellite company, and Glenn DeVries of a 3D software company. Blue Origin would not divulge the cost of their tickets. Blue Origin said Shatner and the rest of the crew met all the medical and physical requirements, including the ability to hustle up and down several flights of steps at the launch tower. Passengers are subjected to nearly 6 Gs, or 6 times the force of Earth's gravity, as the capsule returns to Earth. "Shatner shooting into space is the most badass thing I think I've ever seen," said Joseph Barra, a bartender flown in from Los Angeles to help cater Blue Origin's launch week festivities. "William Shatner is setting the bar for what a 90-year-old man can do."